listening to the Dental Chat Podcast with Dr. Sylvia Lobo Lobo. Dr. Marcello Mellis received his degree in pharmacy and dentistry from the University of Cagliari in Italy. He completed his postgraduate fellowship in temporomandibular disorders and orofacial pain at Tufts University in Boston. In 2003, he became adjunct clinical instructor in the Craniomandibular Pain Center at Tufts University. In 2017, he became an adjunct professor of nephrology at the University of Cagliari from the academic years 2017 to 2019. He is a member of the editorial board of the International Journal of Clinical Dentistry and the Journal of Orthodontic Science, and he is the author of numerous scientific articles published in peer-reviewed international dental journals on different topics related to orofacial pain. Since the year 2000, he works as a consultant for many dental offices in Sardinia, Italy, with practice limited to assessment and management of temporomandibular disorders and orofacial pain.
Dental pain is a common source of acute pain presenting in the orofacial region. But there's instances when pain felt in the teeth are not actually problems with the teeth themselves. So it's a pleasure to introduce our guest today, Dr. Marcello Mellis. He will tell us about pain that we may feel in our teeth when the teeth are not the problem. Welcome, Dr. Mellis.
Good morning, Dr. Lobo Lobo. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be part of this dental chat.
So let's start with the definition of pain.
Pain has been defined by the International Association for the Study of Pain as an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience associated with actual or potential tissue damage. What is relevant in this definition is the fact that pain is not just a sensation, it is an experience. Therefore, it's really, really personal. And it's made of two different things, sensation and emotion. We all realize that our emotions can affect the pain. If you are calm and happy, the pain is less. If you are scared, anxious, depressed, the pain gets worse.
Can you tell us why we may experience pain in a tooth, but the actual cause of the pain is not the tooth?
When a dentist sees a patient complaining of toothache, most of the time the cause of the pain is a dental pathology. Dental decay, a dental abscess, a dental fracture. However, less frequently, the patient feels pain in a tooth, but there is nothing wrong with the tooth. The tooth is the site of the pain, but it's not the source of the pain. The reason why this happens is due to the way the nervous system is made and works. There is a convergence of the trigeminal nerve, which is the nerve innervating the teeth, with the nerves of the head, the neck, and the chest when they connect to the central nervous system. That is why stimuli coming from other structures or tissues reaching the brain can be confused with stimuli coming from the trigeminal nerve, giving a toothache. The opposite is also true. Stimuli coming from the jaw can be confused with stimuli coming from the head, giving headache. Another reason is a dysfunction of the nervous system, which can create painful stimuli in response to non-painful stimuli, such as touch and pressure.
What are some types of non-dental pain that could be mistaken as dental pain?
There are many different types of non-odontogenic toothache. The term non-odontogenic means that it is not caused by dental pathology. I would say that we can mention four of them. Pain spreading from the muscles, pain caused by dysfunction of the nervous system, neurovascular pain, and pain referred from the heart.
So let's talk about myofascial pain. What are some of the clinical characteristics and how is it treated?
Myofascial pain is pain coming from the muscles, which spreads outside the boundary of the muscle. When the muscles involved are the masticatory muscles, the pain can also be felt on the posterior teeth, upper and lower molars and premolars. The main feature of muscle pain is that it worsens during mandibular function and parafunction. Chewing, yawning, opening the mouth wide, clenching of the teeth tend to aggravate the pain. In addition, if we palpate the muscles, we can reproduce the pain. Therefore, if we press on the muscle and the toothache increases, it is probably myofascial pain. Myofascial pain is usually caused by muscle fatigue. Therefore, treatment involves patient's education to rest the muscles, massage, stretching exercises, use of muscle relaxants, and in case of sleep bruxism, the use of an eye guard.
What is neurovascular toothache, and what are some of the things we might experience with this type of pain?
The term neurovascular refers to the nerves and the blood vessels. Abnormal activity of the nerves and the blood vessels is typical of some primary headaches, like migraine and cluster headache, for example. In this case, the pain is not in the head, it is located on the teeth. However, the features of the pain and associated symptoms are similar to migraine and cluster headache. The pain is unilateral, pulsating, and usually associated with other symptoms, like nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light and noise, lacrimation, and nasal congestion.
Tell us about cardiac toothache.
The common location of cardiac pain due to angina or myocardial infarction is the chest, the left arm, and shoulder. However, there are cases where the pain can be felt in the jaw and even in the teeth, giving a toothache. This kind of toothache is typically aggravated by physical exercise and responds to rest and sublingual nitroglycerin, that's the medication commonly used for angina. We should look for additional symptoms of a heart attack, sweating, dyspnea, that means difficulty breathing. However, if we suspect that the pain is coming from the heart, the patient should be immediately referred for appropriate medical care.
What about neuropathic toothache?
Neuropathic pain is the pain caused by a dysfunction of the nervous system. When this happens, the nerves can alter the transmission of non-painful stimuli, turning them into pain. If we specifically consider the teeth, we have three conditions of neuropathic pain that deserve to be mentioned: trigeminal neuralgia, persistent idiopathic dental alveolar pain, and post-traumatic trigeminal neuropathy. Trigeminal neuralgia attacks can be referred to the teeth because the teeth are all innervated by the trigeminal nerve. However, they usually include the entire cheek or the mandible, depending on what division of the nerve is involved. The pain is severe but short-lasting, usually a few seconds. Persistent idiopathic dental alveolar pain is a neuropathic disorder characterized by continuous and persistent pain in a tooth or a tooth side when the tooth has been extracted, without any clinical and radiological sign of tooth pathology. When the patient reports a history of trauma in the area of the pain preceding the onset of the pain, we use the term post-traumatic trigeminal neuropathy, assuming that the trauma is the cause of the pain. It can also be a minor trauma during dental treatments, root canal treatment, tooth extraction, implant placing. These are basically diagnoses made by exclusion once we rule out other more obvious pathologies.
Dr. Mellis, any last comments for our listeners?
My advice is primarily for dentists. Do not rush and treat the teeth when you feel that something is not right and you are not sure. Take your time to make the diagnosis, talk to the patient, visit the patient, and also consider uncommon and less obvious conditions. Then, if I can, I would like to invite everyone who might be interested in orofacial pain topics to visit my YouTube channel, Orofacial Pain. It is in Italian, it's not in English. However, I invite all Italian-speaking listeners and maybe also Spanish-speaking listeners since the two languages are very similar, to visit the channel, watch the videos, give me some feedback, and if you like, subscribe to the channel.
Dr. Melis, thank you so much for sharing with us about such an important topic.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to recommend topics to discuss in this podcast, please visit the website www.dentalchatpodcast.com or email me at dentalchatpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer: the purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional dental care or intended for the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions.